Is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew.
I'm not modeling anymore for the two of you.
Loveline.
Yes, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is, well, what a surprise. Dr. Drew is here once again. Decided to drop in, pick up
his
mail.
I tried to get through last night.
Mm-hmm. Phone number for Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191, fax number 310-854, 44-55. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Tonight, our guest is a, well, she is the penthouse pet of the millennium, which I guess just means the 2000 penthouse pet of the year. Juliet Carriaga is here. She's listened to the show for some number of years now. Am I right, Juliet?
Yep.
So, are you nervous?
A little bit.
Yeah. You know, a recent trend I've seen in penthouse lately is a decent amount of folks peeing on each other.
Yeah, well, they used to have the pet of the month do that. Like, all of 98, they had all of the girls do that, and they don't do that anymore. Thank God I wasn't in that time frame.
Yeah, it's funny.
What is the sort of purpose of that?
I don't know. I think they did it once,
one guy wrote 10 million letters.
Yeah, a lot of people called in or wrote and kind of... Bob likes to push the envelope a lot, so...
Pushy, he likes to pee in it. Forget about pushing it. He likes to wipe his ass with the envelope. Listen, I've talked about this on the air a couple of times. I'm as weird as they come. I enjoy pornography just like the next guy, but I don't get the urination part. It's not...
You're too old.
Am I?
You're not hip enough.
Am I old-fashioned? Am I so old-fashioned that I can't enjoy a beautiful woman peeing on my foot while I masturbate? Why doesn't she just get like her bird to crap on me? I don't understand that part of it. And to me, I understand it is pushing the envelope. It's sort of, we have to keep moving forward. What else can we do?
Yeah.
Have the chicks pee. But I can't imagine that the lion's share of men want to see the urine. Do you think it's 51% of the guys who look at penthouse want to see the chicks taken away?
I think it's 5% with like a writer's cramp.
That's right.
Or a computer that can print stuff out repeatedly.
Right, right, yes.
I think people were more intrigued with the whole, because, you know, you might see your girlfriend on the toilet or whatever, but you never really see them peeing, especially standing up in some hot outfit or something.
Good point.
Yeah, it kind of, a lot of people... took them by surprise, I think, and they just went with it.
If a woman is in the bathroom, I give her her space. I don't want to go in there and have her ruin the place and then get a whiff of that. And, you know, I don't like it when they become human.
Well,
right, Drew?
I know you don't like that, but
yeah.
maybe it's a bunch of sort of, you know, really young jack-offs sort of grabbing, hey, buddy, look, oh, you got to see this.
I don't know. I think it just goes along with this sort of degradation thing we've spoken about. But anyway, now, how did you arrive over at Penthouse?
I went into one of the photographers, Stephen Hicks Photography, and they took some Polaroids, and they sent them to Penthouse. And they picked me to be in the magazine.
Where were you going for Penthouse? Was this something you've always thought about doing?
Mm-hmm. Well, I never really thought about it. Somebody scouted me for it and said that they wanted to know if I wanted to do any magazines or anything like that. And I told them I wanted to do Playboy, actually.
Sure.
And they took me to Penthouse, and I really liked this guy's photography, Stephen Hicks. He's a wonderful photographer, and it's beautiful, so... I agreed to do it.
And what are your duties as Pet of the Year?
I do a lot of promotions and, you know, signings.
Talk to schools and churches and things like that.
I'm trying to broaden people's horizons, you know?
By peeing on them?
I personally do not do that.
Sure, please. Now, so you travel around. I mean, you were just crowned a few months back, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And that's quite an honor because, you know, you have, 8% chance of getting it? I mean, there's 12 chicks, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you beat out 11 of them.
Yeah. Well,
and including yourself, actually 12. And so they pick you as a Pet of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, is it a full year of traveling around? I mean, do you do USO shows? Is it that kind of thing?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I've done a lot of interviews over the phone with different radio stations around the country, and I've been on Howard Stern's show. And
oh, I'm sure that was great. And what do you get? I mean, because everyone knows with Playboy, you get the Shelby Cobra, yeah. The pink Cobra, and I don't know, $125,000 and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, well,
yeah, you don't.
I could say a few things about that, but
you don't quite get that. But you got to get something.
Well, I get $100,000. throughout the year, and then I get I get like a full year of work. But at the same time, Playboy, they put you under this really strict contract, so you can't do anything else. And Penthouse, you can pretty much do whatever you want. So I'm actually making a lot more money with Penthouse than I would have with Playboy, because I really doubt that I would have gotten Playmate of the Year, because you know.
What other money do you make? I mean, where do you go from
here? Everything. Well, I'm going to start a website, but everything that I do for Penthouse, the videos that I do, the promotions I do, everything that I do, I get paid extra besides the $100,000. So I'm making a lot of money, and then I can, you know, do other magazines.
Good. You can support me. I'm quitting every one of my jobs.
All of them. That's it. You're done.
Yes, I'm quitting all 9 of my jobs. I'm going to let Julia support me. I'll stay home. You can travel. I'll work around the house in my underpants. I'll look pretty when you come home. Seriously, are you more attracted to me or Drew? I mean, it's got to be one or the other.
Both, actually.
No.
You guys have, you're completely different, so I mean, right. Complete.
That's
you know?
What I'm saying. So you got to go one or the other.
There's no elements of
okay.
Each of you.
Oh, that means Drew. Son of a bitch. What's up? I thought she was screwed up enough to like me. Well, I'll get it out. Don't worry. I have a way of wearing down on a woman like sandpaper. We rode them. All right. You ready to go here? Gina?
Uh-huh.
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay. My boyfriend wants me to give him oral. The thing is, I don't know how to give it to him really good.
You're 15.
I know. It's like, but I don't want to, like, do it with him. You know.
You don't want to do it? Don't do it.
No, not...
Oh, you don't want to have sex.
I just want to give him sex.
All right, but you're okay with the oral, which is
you don't have to give him sex. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
I know, but I want to give him oral.
You know, it's always funny the way we never even notice it, but the way we even talk about sex is sort of a commodity, and the way women are sort of the shopkeepers.
Yeah,
they're like, I gave my boyfriend some sex. I gave him some oral sex. And you hear the guy, yeah, I got some sex. You know, like he went into town. Yeah. He laid some money down. He got some. Yeah. She gave him. I don't know if I want to give him any more. I think you should wait. It's very interesting how that goes. Yeah, no guy would say, I'm going to give her this or I'll give her that or I'll let her have this. Hmm. You don't sound like you're all that nuts about it, though, Gina.
Well, it's going to be, like, my first time and everything, so...
How old is he?
He's 17.
All right, so do you want tips?
Yeah.
All right, Juliet, go ahead. Don't tell her what's good, just tell her how not to screw it up.
Oh, God, I don't know. I don't think I can say anything over the
air. Yes, you can. Yes, you can be tactful.
Yeah, just don't...
Keep your teeth out of there.
Yeah.
And other than that, he's going to enjoy it. I think women worry too much about this. There's a lot of whacking around on the console tonight, I noticed. You and Juliet, there's a lot of bump, kabump, kabump going.
That wasn't me.
You hearing that, Anderson?
That wasn't me.
True, I like to punctuate each statement with a fist.
You know, it's nice.
I've
been in the country without you, and I've been able just to do that all I want. It's been so
light. All right, well, knock it off, because you're with me now.
All right.
Yes, my pizza theory. Guys like pizza. Guys like any pizza. Yes, some pizza is better than others, but it doesn't matter where it comes from. They still enjoy it. You ever see when they put a pizza out on a coffee table or something, there's some guys watching football, they'll demolish a thing. Even if if they don't like thick crust, if they don't like pepperoni, if they don't like whatever, if it's Domino's and they don't like that, still, they'll enjoy themselves.
Yep.
Maybe not too much, but they'll eat it. That's the pizza theory. Same goes with BJ's.
You should get advice from your best friend on how to do it, though. Probably.
I went to them first.
Yeah.
They don't know how to do it.
Don't worry about it.
You got to start hanging around with older sluts. If I can impart any message to the young girls listening to the show tonight, that would be it.
Remember when you talked about the give it and got it theory?
Yeah.
I thought of it sort of put a new twist for me on the interpretation of the whole Jack and the Beanstalk story.
Why?
Get these beans and get some. Take these beans and trade them and get a cow. And then then he gets some magic beans and throws them on the ground and a big beanstalk shows up.
Drew? You shouldn't be let around your kids, you know.
too much
time in the air for you, buddy.
Yeah, the oxygen tension was kind of low tonight.
David?
Oh, I got to say thanks to a guy out in Chicago named Benjamin, who was the gate guy.
Yeah.
You know how those guys can really make life wonderful?
Yes. He let you through?
Let me through, and he put me on a first-class seat.
All right. You're punchy, and I'd like you to stop it. You're 16 there, David. What's up?
Yeah, what's up, man? Juliet, you're beautiful. You guys rule, man. First off, I was wondering, I was hearing on the radio the other day about sexual signals. They were saying, like, you know, how guys show off sexual signals and how, like, this this liquid could kind of give you a higher sexual signal.
Pheromones?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think that's it.
Way, way, way too much in the public press about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is it real or not?
Let me tell you what that liquid really is. It's a wine cooler.
Yeah.
I'd rather have an ounce of wine cooler than a gallon of pheromone if I was trying to get in someone's pants.
Yeah. In terms of,
I actually pour the wine cooler on me. I use it like a cologne. Women run up and lick me.
Yeah.
Hang on, David. I was just reading something the other day that was talking about this and was saying it's more that the pheromone tends to be, or at least the smells tend to be sort of the final arbiter. In other words, if they like the smell, you're it's a green light. If they really don't, it's not going to work.
Yeah, so kind of like a good cologne, you know.
It's just something. It's either a yay or a nay if you're already on the way towards being close.
Men are obsessed with trying to fool women
yes.
who don't actually like them into liking them.
And in our day, what was it?
Spanish fly.
Yes, go to Mexico and
get some of that Spanish fly. Always. Some story about someone's older brother graduated a few years back, usually named Kurt, and he got himself some Spanish fly. Let me tell you what happened to Kurt or Steve, Carl's older brother. He gave it to this chick, right?
He gave her extra.
He put too much Spanish fly in her drink, and she was really hot, man. I mean, she was horny, and they're going to get it on, you know, and they're driving home from the bar, and he stopped at a mini market to pick up some condoms and a six-pack, and when he came back, she had killed herself having sex with the stick shift of the car.
Oh,
she'd actually
dude.
Impaled
Whoa.
Herself on the stick shift. That's how potent it is.
No way, dude.
Yes. It's made from ground-up cockroach legs.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It really gets the ladies hot. I got to get me some of that. Mark?
Yeah?
You're 13.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I think my penis is too small.
Yeah.
At 13, Mark, there sort of is no to anything because everybody's maturing at a different rate at that point, and you'll keep growing until you're about 21.
Okay.
So don't worry about what's going on now. I know.
Let me tell you what goes on between 17 and 21, though. 3/32 of an inch.
Yeah, but
that's a growth spurt too.
But
not like it just—it's not like you pack an inch on each year.
But 13 to 15 is the worst. Where some of the guys look like Neanderthal man, and
right.
some guys look like little children still. I mean, that's just the nature of how we develop as humans.
How big's the penis now, Mark?
3 inches.
Ooh, that's erect.
Yeah.
Mark, you know,
no,
don't worry about it, Mark. Do not worry about it. You will. The question is, do you have normal body hair and that sort of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Starting up, is that? Yeah, I mean, you can hear his voice, doesn't fully.
Yeah, you sound young. You'll hit your growth spurt, and the penis will go along with the rest of your body. But just to play it safe, start doing tongue exercises now. All right, Mark, you're fine.
Don't worry about it.
Look at it this way. If you put on even a quarter inch a year for the until you're 21.
20% growth rate.
Yes, you'll be fine. All right?
All right,
don't sweat that there, Mark. Girls don't care about it too much. Right, Juliet? Do they?
It all depends on how you use it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll pull mine off and smack them over the head with it. That's how I use it.
After you want cooler before.
Keep it in the ashtray. Yeah, if a guy, even if a guy doesn't have the biggest tool in the world, if he knows how to move, mm-hmm. he can please a woman, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And all you guys want is oral sex anyway,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sometimes if it's big, that doesn't necessarily mean you're good either. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Greg?
Yes?
You're 15.
Yep.
What's up?
Nothing much. I'm Dr. Drew. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Can I ask two questions?
Yeah, real quick, right? Let's go.
Okay, the first one, kind of just make a shout out to my girlfriend Ashley.
All right, that's the question.
It's so I can make the shout out.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, Ashley, baby doll.
Oh no! You? Listen, goofball.
It's qualified.
What's your question?
Ask your question.
Okay. The other night,
baby doll.
My girlfriend gave me a hand job, and
is this Ashley?
Yes.
Oh, what a woman.
The whole, after I orgasmed, the whole right side of my body, like, went numb.
Was it just a feeling, or was there a motor weakness also on that side of your body?
It was sort of like it fell asleep.
But could you move it around?
Yeah, sort of, but I mean, like, it's the pins and needles, like, the whole
thing. I understand it felt like that sort of way when the limb falls asleep, but was there any weakness also?
Not really.
How long did it take?
Did what take?
To come back.
No, how long did the hand job take?
For it to come back.
No. He wants to know how long.
How long did the encounter take?
I couldn't tell you. Maybe about 15 minutes.
Yeah. And you see, here's what happens sometimes.
Hyperventilating?
Well, you do stuff. Well, no, it could be hyperventilation, but you do stuff sexually that you wouldn't do. You get into positions that you wouldn't get into, and you stay in those positions for a long period of time. I mean, if you just think about it, you're having sex, you're sitting on your feet, or you're in some kind of bizarre position, your legs cocked over this way or cocked over that way, and you'll stay there for a long period of time. If you weren't having sex, you'd immediately get out of that position because it'd be uncomfortable.
That's right.
Meanwhile, you're doing nerve damage.
Yeah. Could be. Do you have any history of migraines in your family?
Not that I know of.
Have you ever had migraine?
No.
Because it sounds like a migraine phenomenon, but it is significant enough, Greg, that I think the doctor ought to evaluate it, because there are serious
does
things.
Does he have to give him a hand job? The
doctor does not have to do the hand
the
job.
Nurse will do that?
Not even the nurse has to do it.
What?
But it's something
hand
worth
driver?
Evaluating, because it could be a sign of something more serious. I doubt it is, but it's. I can't tell you not to do anything about it. It should be looked into.
Well, why doesn't he just wait and see what happens?
Because the next thing could be an aneurysm that blows.
Okay. All right.
Okay, thanks.
All right there, Greg. Kylie.
Hey, Mayonnaise and Dr. Dre, what's up?
Yeah, that's right.
Why did you call you Mayonnaise, too?
I made him call me Mayonnaise.
That's my main man name.
I was wondering if I'm going to harm my boyfriend's penis if I perform oral sex on him with Pop Rocks in my mouth.
Wow. Oh, to be young.
You're going to harm his soul, though.
Yeah? Pop Rocks, huh? Do they still sell those?
Yeah, definitely. All kind of flavors now, too.
Yes, I thought they outlawed those.
You know, you should be careful, though, because you might choke on them yourself.
Well, I wouldn't use the, like, high-octane, you know, big chunks. I'd use, like, the little ones. You know, nothing blue.
How much sensation do you need more than nice tonguing and a little gumming down there,
yeah, I don't
you know?
The point of that. Is it like,
well, he really liked the ice, so I just thought it'd be kind of different and fun.
He froze his penis in a block of ice?
No, I had a cube of ice. Well,
I see.
And,
is that a fetish thing, the Pop Rocks?
No, it's kind of like pain thing.
Bordering. Yeah, you can't irritate the urethra and it might cause some inflammation there. But this is like gerbil. This is like upping the ante, you know what I mean? People
right.
up the ante for no good reason.
Well, here's the deal as far as I can tell. I wouldn't like the Pop Rocks because these Pop Rocks, they start expanding. I mean, I wouldn't want someone foaming at the mouth and having a, you know, day glow orange liquid dripping down my penis while I was trying to get a BJ. Plus, I'd probably get hungry. you know what I'm saying?
That whole
food thing always sounded like so much nonsense to me. The whipped cream on the nipples and I'm going to eat the strawberries off you. I think that's like movie stuff.
Yeah, that's more smelly than it is interesting, I think.
Yeah, does anyone, I don't want my girlfriend looking like she has rabies when she's going down on me. Listen,
pizza.
Here's what I'm saying, everybody. Sex is good. It's plenty good. It's enough. You eat a big meal, have a glass of wine, then have some sex.
You're going beyond that, then it's all sort of suspect at that point.
Well,
the
problem is, I was talking to a friend of mine, last night got
Weeks.
Hold of, I don't want to mention the guy's name, but he got, Zeb, he got hold of some of that Viagra.
Oh, Zeb.
You know, and don't say his name. Come on. And he was telling me, oh, man, this Viagra, it's amazing. And I mean, it is amazing stuff. A couple little side effects. His arm fell off.
Seeing blue.
But see, he's a little blue. What's wrong with seeing blue, by the way? The worst colors you could see. But I said to him, all right, but here's the problem with that. You start using it, and then that becomes where the bar rests. And then when you have sex without it, it's kind of not what it was with it. So now you got to pop one every time.
Yeah, it's kind of like orgasming with a vibrator. It's just not the same when you try to do it without it.
That's right. Cheating. That's right. We talk to women all the time. They get on these vibrators and they can't get weaned off of them.
Right. Well, it's more that we talk to the men who feel completely outmaneuvered by technology.
That's right. That's right. Just
I've had a few threatened from that.
Yeah. You have one of those? You have one of those, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I swear to God, I really think I haven't done a formal survey, but just through sort of casual conversations with women, I really think 75% of women have one of these things somewhere.
Oh, why wouldn't you, though?
I don't know.
You have to at least try it once.
Listen, I got one in me now. Are you kidding me? I'm sitting on one.
Okay.
If I was a woman, I'd have one in a glove box. I would. Here's how I would treat. You could replace vibrator with the word flashlight. That's a one in the basement, one on by the nightstand, one in the glove box, one in the garage, one in a kit on the wall. I'd buy my whole family one. Make sure they knew.
I have a vibrating brush. In my car, so yeah, I'm pretty much there.
Vibrating brush?
Yeah, it looks like a brush, but on the back it has the bumps.
That's what Adam would lean on. Really? Vibrating brush, right?
Well, yeah. Toothbrush, and not quite the same thing. Yeah, the old school electric toothbrush could do a number on you too, guys and gals. But hold on,
think about that. What if you're a woman? If you're a woman, think about that.
It'd be over.
Yeah.
What? Seriously, what is this electric brush? How does this work?
It vibrates. It's supposed to, I don't know, it's supposed to stimulate your head, but it doesn't do anything for my head. It does things for other body parts, you know.
It does the hair downstairs, huh?
Exactly.
Ow! And is it a brush, like a hairbrush?
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, they sold them, like, in stores. You can pretty much get them, I don't know, I actually haven't seen them, but my brother had them.
I wonder what, I don't want to get into that. I wonder what percentage of so-called sort of therapeutic vibrating devices go right to the groin, by the way.
Those are the best, though. So, the therapeutic ones are the best.
Yeah,
ones.
They got different attachments.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put my initials on so I don't get mixed up. You know, it's always funny. There used to be an Army surplus store in North Hollywood I used to go to when I was younger, and they sold vibrators. I mean, these were sort of phallic-shaped, standard run-of-the-mill vibrators, but the picture on the box was the woman putting it on her shoulder and being soothed. And I always thought, who are you fooling with that on the shoulder? Why don't you throw your arm out, pitching? All right. We're going to take ourselves a little break. Juliet Carriaga is here. She is the penthouse pet of the year, the Millennium Pet. We'll come back with more questions after this.
You're about to get funky, yo.
Did it. This Love Line, 1-800-LOVE-191.
Oh, we'll be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Zone 105 is the Twin Cities Concert Pipeline.
From the San Francisco Underground to the top of the charts, the most incredible live band in the world, Third Eye Blind has set the creative standard. Now Theater Live presents Third Eye Blind, March 16th at the Orpheum Theater, the Dragons and Astronauts Theater Tour. Featuring your favorite songs from their quadruple platinum debut album, plus the magic and fury of the new album, Blue. One night with Third Eye Blind.
That's the way.
Coming March 16th, live on stage at the Orpheum Theater with special guest, Tonic. Tickets go on sale this Saturday at noon at Ticketmaster locations, including Dayton's, Mervis, Rainbow Foods, and the Dayton Orpheum box office. Charge at 989-5151. Don't miss Third Eye Blind, live in concert, a jam production.
You hit the mark this time. Can't get her out of your mind. This love is real. Let the world know how you feel. Go straight to the heart. Good men take you to the heart. Good men jewelers.
Valentine's Day is Monday, February 14th. And right now, all Ruby Jewelry is 25% off the regular price at Goodman Jewelers. And our new diamond and created Ruby Heart Pendant earrings and ring are yours in a gift box for just $99.95. So go straight to her heart. Right now, all Ruby Jewelry is 25% off at Goodman Jewelers.
Go straight to her heart.
Make it a Goodman Valentine's Day. Trusted jewelers since 1907.
Shop their 9 convenient locations. 1 year free financing available. Minimum purchase and minimum monthly payments required.
Going down.
Are they playing your song? Another night out on the town. Another night alone.
Going down to Lonesome Town.
Feel like you missed the party? Well, cheer up there, Funky. This is your invitation to Club Cancun. Dig this. Club Cancun is a multi-level dance club with a dance floor so big, most clubs could fit in it. Yep, that means lots of friendly, sexy bodies to groove with. Every Wednesday night is like spring break at Club Cancun. It's 18 to party, 21 to drink, with no cover for the ladies until 10. That brings in more ladies on Wednesday night at Club Cancun than most clubs get all weekend. Plus, Coronas are only $1. This Wednesday is a no-brainer, as Club Cancun hosts the Bianchi Rossi Spring Break Bikini Contest. Go loco in Acapulco with Bianchi Rossi Tours. Club Cancun, Rice and Larfender in St. Paul. Or call 651-489-8466.
I'm Jill Sims, college student. But in the Army National Guard, I'm Corporal Sims.
Serve part-time, enjoy life full-time.
Paul Reyes, I work construction. But 1 weekend a month and 2 weeks a year, I'm a combat engineer.
Visit our website, same as our phone number, www.1800goguard.com. In the Army National Guard, you can.
Sponsored by the Minnesota National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, it's Billy of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. David Bowie's got a couple tricks up his sleeve. Bowie, who once collaborated with Nine Inch Nails singer Trent Reznor on I'm Afraid of Americans, says the pair may work together once again. Bowie talked to the collaboration last week during an online chat. The singer said that he hopes to work with Trent on a remix of one of his songs. Bowie told fans that he thought the project would come together when both parties were in the same city at the same time. In other Bowie chat news, the singer says that it's becoming more likely that he will do some tour dates this summer, but cautioned that it probably wouldn't be a full-on outing. Bowie also said that he hopes to schedule in some time for some art showings and plans on returning to the studio later in the year. The Zone Files for Megabit Services from U.S. West and Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Remember last Valentine's Day? How you sort of forgot, landed in the doghouse for a couple of days, and then seemed to have suddenly lost the love of your life.
Oh, honey, thanks for the homemade card. Looks like he made it at work on your computer. How sweet.
Well, we here at Zone 105 want to make sure that doesn't happen again. Zone 105 is your last resort Valentine's Day Cupid. We want to send you and your significant other on an alternative classic vacation. It's Cure Trip Number 2, a trip to see The Cure in L.A.
Cue the music.
I don't care about you.
To register, fax, email, or send Zone 105 a postcard with your three favorite Zone artists. Friday morning, Brian and Mary will draw a winner at random. The Cure in Los Angeles. From Northwest Airlines, serving over 500 destinations worldwide, and Alternative Classics. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105. Oh, yeah. The Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Juliet Carriaga is our guest tonight. She is the Penthouse Millennium Pet of the Year. She just showed me her penthouse key, her golden key. Is that what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Key with a crown in it and diamonds and rubies.
Oh, really?
Wow.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's really nice.
What do you think you could get for that?
I don't know. I need to get it appraised.
Yeah. You can't sell it till after your reign, though.
Exactly.
Now, do you get a cape and a scepter and all that stuff, too?
Nope.
No.
Just a lot of money.
All right. So, now, what do you do? You could do, like, adult films or something?
I could, but I choose not to.
Same here. Drew, what about you?
Born in the late 70s. Sure. I'd have to do the gay porn first. I don't want to know
that. That's right. That's right. You could do, will we be seeing you naked anywhere else, I guess is the question.
Well, I'm doing the website.
All right. You'll be naked on that?
I hope so. That's the reason why I'm doing it.
All right. Same with Drew. Nadia?
Hey.
You're 19. What's up?
Well, I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Drew, I started the Deborah Rivera shot
right.
When I was 17.
Yeah.
And this will be about my second year. And I totally have no sex drive.
That's definitely, that can absolutely do that.
Yeah, and I know they use Deborah Rivera for, like, castration for men.
Well,
totally kills their sex.
No, that's totally different.
Well, I'm sorry, I saw it on like a special.
Yeah.
But I want to know what method can I do, because I am engaged and my fiance is kind of getting upset about it. Because I have no desire to have sex.
You have trouble remembering to take a pill?
I really don't like pills. I don't have the like pill method. I can't swallow a pill right. I gag on them. You know
how about
I mean?
Wait a minute, hold on a second. I'm getting a little nutball here. And that pill is the size of half an aspirin.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Tiny.
Let me tell you something. When I take pills, I'll take like a multivitamin, a couple of vitamin C's, and rocks, a few Percocets, and some pebbles from a pond. I'll just fill my entire mouth. I can't even talk. And then I'll just start chugging off a milk bottle, and the whole thing go down one big fat lump.
Yeah, how can she eat if she can't even swallow a little pill?
If she is, let's say she has some.
There's a little something, Nadia.
Yeah.
Nadia, you any other medications?
I want to know, like, what...
Are you on any other medications?
No.
Okay.
What else is going on with you?
Well, it also has increased my mood swings.
Yeah.
And I've been severely depressed because of it.
Yeah.
And I've gained a whole bunch of weight because of it, and I...
What was up? Anything up before that?
Yeah, of course there's issues.
Yeah.
That has totally escalated the mood swings.
Yeah.
Don't blame too much on the depo shot.
How was your childhood?
Well, I grew up with my mother in Lake Elsinore, California, and my father is 80 years old, so that's kind of an issue with death. I have issues with death, issues with abuse.
Hold on there now.
Stay with the abuse part.
How old's your mom?
My mom's 38. Oh. Well, she's 39. She just turned
39. Okay, well, that's all right. Then she's with an 80-year-old. I thought she was 38. She's 39, and she's with an 80-year-old.
Well, they're divorced.
Okay, but let me do some math here. So your mom was 20 when she had you.
He was 60.
Your dad was 114?
60.
60. 60 and a 20-year-old.
She was 19, actually.
She was 19and when she got pregnant with you, and he was 60 or so.
Asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then...
He thought he was a pimp.
Magically, he didn't turn out to be a great guy?
We're
shocked.
Oh. And a wonderful father?
No, he's from the Nation of Islam.
I am a
so the money issue, that's what it sounds like.
Nation of Islam guy.
Where is this Nation of Islam? Why can't they go back to the Nation of Islam? I mean, if you really think about the Nation of Islam, where is it? Where is the Nation of Islam?
You know, I couldn't tell you.
It's a transcontinental nation.
Where is it? Someone ought to go there. Your dad should go to the Nation of Islam. So he's 80 years old.
Yeah.
And you don't talk to him much?
No. I had problems with... He made a lot of promises.
Oh, sure.
He didn't, follow through with.
All right, let's hear.
Just like... Elijah Muhammad wanted.
Look,
wait a second, though. Was there any abuse?
Yeah.
Not with him. There's more, like, blatant racism. He doesn't like white people.
He doesn't like white people?
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
why did that affect you so much?
Well, because he kind of brainwashed my mother because she was younger, and it was very hard.
What color is she?
My mom?
Yeah.
She's kind of, we have a lot of French and Italian in our blood.
What is she?
My mom can pass for, like, Native American, Mexican.
Well, what is she? She's not black, though.
No, she's black. We're mixed. Right. Real mixed breed.
All right. So you're sort of mixed. But, I mean, you're black, right?
Yeah. If you just
okay. All right. Well, who abused you?
My mom.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm the oldest of nine kids.
Oh.
No.
Wow.
It's a lot of issues.
Oh, I tell you, it kills me.
Well, don't rush to marriage. And figure out more who you are. Wait till your mood problems settle down.
Oh,
don't think about
if
you.
If I was in charge, I would have sterilized your mom a long time ago.
And get on a regular birth control pill. Try phasic pills. Actually have a higher probability of sustaining your sex drive, okay?
Well, is there any way I can maybe reduce the hormone?
No.
Hey,
you got to switch to
hold on
or Norplant.
Nadia.
Yeah.
Listen to me. You are putting a lot in the birth control cart here.
Yeah.
Well, I just know that it's...
No. Listen to me. You got 1,010 issues. You really do. And and the Depo-Provera is the least of your worries, sister.
It's one of them, but
she's chalking everything up to that. It ain't that. Believe me, you got bigger fish to fry.
Well, let's just say it put it from the subconscious to the conscious.
No. Just listen to
me, goofball. No.
You need to, A, not get married for a little while. B, don't have any kids. please.
I wasn't planning on.
No kids, and get some therapy and read some books and work out some issues and do your birth control. But that ain't all of it. That's not even scratching the surface. I got weird vibe from her immediately.
Yeah.
All right. Drew, you're not doing a job tonight. Josh?
Yeah.
You're 21?
What's up, man?
Well, you know what I got from her also was like, big story. Like, we'll never get through it in 2 minutes.
No, don't make excuses.
So stay with her question.
Don't make excuses. Go ahead.
All right, this is what happened. On Saturday night, me and some
another one was a big story.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Well, let me take this moment to say that the Man Show is on now, if you're listening on the one-day delay east of the Mississippi. What's going on there, Josh?
This is what
condense the story, would you?
All right, we were partying, and me and a buddy ended up with this chick in the bedroom.
Right.
Both of us ended up having sex with her.
Right.
And then I went back out into the party and found out it was one of my buddy's girlfriends that I didn't know about. This is what I'm kind of pondering.
Yeah.
Trying to wonder if we should tell him or not.
Pondering. You do a lot of pondering, Josh.
Oh, I do a lot.
Okay, listen. No, you shouldn't tell him.
All right.
And how is it that this is a good friend of your girlfriend and you didn't know it?
Well, because I guess he just moved her down from Wisconsin. I hadn't seen him in a while.
Uh-huh.
You know?
And, Josh.
Yeah.
Which part of construction are you in?
Oh,
come on.
That's just messed up.
What is it? Which we do? Drywall? Framing? Come on.
Let's just leave that alone.
Which one? Come on. Which trade are you in?
Drywall.
Are you?
There it is.
Yeah. That's right. I could smell it on you, brother.
Oh.
I know construction guys.
There it is, man.
All right, Josh. Listen, don't tell your friend. Tell your other friend not to say anything and just play stupid. Believe me, this is going to cause trouble, especially with these blue-collar guys who like to drink and stuff. This is, in the, you know, they like their guns, they like their booze, and they're prone to violence. Nice. I wouldn't say anything.
That's great.
What was the first thing I said after I said, which branch of construction are you in?
Drywall or framing?
Right, but what came first?
Drywall.
That's right. That is right. And I don't know, I don't say it that much.
Not with that kind of conviction.
I just don't,
you never miss.
50th caller, I'll say, what part of construction are you in?
Yeah, you're not missing.
But you notice that wasn't, do you work around metal?
Yeah, I know.
That's a different kind of white trash here. There's intricacies to the white trash, believe me, I know.
Was it good white?
Oh, yeah. That's white trash.
Are you sure he's kind of...
Put his back? Don't punch the mic through. Latino?
Latino.
Josh?
Yeah.
Well, listen, you can be white trash if you're Mexican.
What's your ethnicity, Josh?
What's that?
What's your ethnicity?
Oh, I'm white.
Yeah. Thanks, Josh. Two for two, baby. No mess with me. I'm like Kreskin.
Oh, Doug Henning died.
I know Doug Henning died. I know it.
We haven't talked about that on the radio, I don't think, have we?
Doug Henning was probably the world's most famous magician of the 70s and possibly into the early 80s. A sort of a predecessor to guys like
Copperfield
and these guys who are working today. I made a reference to Doug Henning on on Loveline, the TV show, sitting in between you and our co-host, Catherine McCord. Neither one of these baboons knew who this guy was and stared at me like they're on peyote. I, of course, was the idiot because you have two college-educated people sitting on my right and my left and covering all the spectrum. I think Catherine's like 25 and Drew, you're like 57 or... No, you're like 41 or something.
Yeah.
One of you should have known this. Neither one of you did, and they both made it seem like I was insane.
That doesn't make you smart if you don't know who somebody is, because I don't know who that person is.
Drew should know. Listen, you concentrate on the penthouse. Don't worry about that. Drew's a doctor over here,
but,
for Christ's sake. He
but you enlightened me and brought up pictures of him, and it was...
Well, the whole crew knew who Doug Henning was, and I went nuts because once I latch on to something, I won't let it go until everyone admits I'm right.
Your ADD will let it go.
I was sitting at the Man Show office today, and they brought by a obituary on Doug Henning, and they said... I said, Drew will not care because he has no idea who Doug Henning is.
And I was delighted to hear that he was planning a theme park.
Mm-hmm.
Transcendental theme park.
That's right, called like Veta World or something. Some bizarre TSM thing. Or transcendental TM thing, yeah. All right. Where the hell were we?
We're taking a break.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
All right. We'll do that. Juliet Carriaga is here. She is the Penthouse Millennium Pet of the Year. True, stop banging on stuff. When we come back, we'll speak to Jason, who's 18. Gave a guy a BJ during a threesome, and girlfriend now is angry and avoiding him. All right. We'll talk to him after this.
What's up?
Bye-bye. Loveline will be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Ah, Valentine's Day. Romance in bloom. The color red. Chocolate-covered cherries. A time for lovers. A time for friends.
Talk to the crotch, lover boy! Because round here, Valentine's Day is Sex World Day. I mean, let's be real, huh, guys? Dinner's nice, roses are fine, but nothing tells a girl what she really wants like a trip to Sex World. Think about it. Aisle after aisle of videos, magazines, lingerie, adult toys. Hello? It's like the whole friggin' world of sex crashing down on the both of you, screaming, do it, baby! You know what I'm talking about, because it kinda rocks. It's Sex World on the corner of 2nd Avenue South in Washington and downtown Minneapolis. You know what I mean, guys. Sex World, too, and now featuring live girls 24 hours a day. Oh, I'm there.
I'm Tom Shane, and every year I have our buyers come up with a Valentine's Day gift for under $100 that I can still be proud to suggest. This year they did an exceptional job. Priced at only $80 is a series of pendants and earrings with a nice-sized stone in the shape of a heart. True Shane Company value. Choose from blue topaz, red garnet, or purple amethyst. Choose white or yellow gold. Choose a pendant on a chain or a pair of earrings. The stone, cut in the shape of a heart, is surrounded with a gold frame, also in the shape of a heart. If you want, for $160, you can buy both the pendant and the matching earrings. Either is sold separately for just $80. It's a gift that will last a lifetime.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company. In Minnetonka at 394 and Hopkins Crossroad, and in Woodbury at I-94 and Radio Drive. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5.
All right, here's a question for all you hardworking and underappreciated souls. What are you still doing in that boring dead-end job? SimonDelivers.com is hiring. Who cares, you ask? Well, you should. Simon Delivers is an exciting startup company in the home grocery delivery business and has multiple positions available in warehouse, customer service, and as delivery sales reps. Simon Delivers is looking for people just like you to work in their pick-and-pack operations area, first, second, and third shifts. They are also looking to add to their customer service department. If you have previous customer service phone experience, sharp computer skills, then Simon Delivers wants you. SimonDelivers.com is also expanding their route sales force. If you are a self-starter with good communication skills, then apply today to become a delivery service rep. All positions include a comprehensive benefits package, medical, dental, vacation, paid holidays, sick and personal days, and long-term disability. Stop by and fill out an application today or send in a resume. 4630 Quebec Avenue North in New Hope. Or give them a call. 971-4900. That's 971-4900. You can also see their ad in the Twin Cities Employment Weekly.
Time now for the Weekly Planner. The Minneapolis Institute of Arts presents Star Wars, The Magic of the Mist. This exhibition showcases original artwork, props, models, costumes, and characters used to create the Star Wars film saga. This exhibition runs from February 27th through June 4th. Call 870-3131 for ticket info. Make sure to check out the music of Diamond Studded Brain at the Uptown in Minneapolis on Friday, February 11th. The show starts at 9 o'clock. Diamond Studded Brain blends seismic jazz with progressive funk. Stop at the Taco John's today and try their all-new and delicious meat and potato burrito. There's a whole lot of Mexican going on at Taco John's. Every Tuesday night is Ladies Night at Hot Shots, featuring 50-cent taps and dollar bar drinks. And every Monday night is Swing Night. Register to win a snowboard from the house in St. Paul. Hot Shots in the Burnsville Bowl. Sam Goody salutes Sting for his Best Pop Album nomination. Pick up Sting's new CD, Brand New Day, at Sam Goody today. Keep listening to Zone 105 for your chance to go to the Grammys with Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. That's the Weekly Planner. Listen for updates.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105. Yep, it's the Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. There's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-L.